I had one dude, I was just like, guys, pineapple should be freed from pizza. It's been there for too long. And I'll have one person be like, not really.
Why?
And they just type it. And I'm just like, dude, just fucking...
Pineapple is fine on pizza.
Yeah, I know. It's just a thing to try and get people to talk. And just
it's
just
fine on pizza.
Okay.
You just don't know your parents.
Don't get pouty.
It needs to stop. It needs to stop this behavior.
You were adopted.
Welcome back to the Fish Tank Podcast. And I forgot to do this first. I need to set up a timer because we lose track of time because of how good we are at speaking to the camera and having this podcast to begin with.
That's true.
We are very professional at this point. Welcome back to the Fish Tank Podcast. It is just us three today. This was kind of a last minute episode as I did not schedule my time well. I'm going to New York for the next 3 weeks. And since we have this whole setup here, there's no way that I would be able to set it up and record back on the East Coast.
It's true. He can barely even talk normally on his PC when he's over there. It's laptop do you usually bring?
But now I'm trying to build a PC or have a pre-built PC because I don't know how to build one. Mm. Pre-built one sent to my home. And it's going to be great.
Have you decided what company you're going with?
Nope, not yet.
No?
Not yet. As of right now, not yet. Could be anything. Could be anything.
And believe it or not, that's not even a segue into a sponsor, but it would be fucking
it would be
sick
awesome.
If it was.
Ridge Wallets.
Ridge Wallets will be giving me my PC.
It has an RFID filter or whatever, so that way they can't steal your internal components and whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know what Ridge Wallets do. Are those the ones that you just click and like 15 cards shoot out?
No. It's like a little thing.
You don't click it. You just somehow slide a bunch of cards
into
it.
Dude, I almost didn't make it today.
I know.
My fucking car broke down.
Yeah, what was up with it?
Dude, I've never felt more of a... Yeah, my catalytic converter got stolen. No,
mid-drive.
No, it wasn't mid-drive. It was like, it wouldn't start. So my car wouldn't start. And so my car would go in and it'd go beep, beep, beep. And then as soon as I started, it would just shut off. Mm. And then I've never felt like more of a badass. I was like, let me check under the hood.
Mm.
So I open up the hood and I just kind of hit the battery. And I go in and hit
There's no way. All you did was hit the battery.
I swear to God. I just hit the battery and it turned off.
What would even compel you to do that? That is so funny. That is so funny. But I'm not even remotely shocked by that.
I just have the magic touch.
No, you would not believe how common it is to just hit parts of cars to get them working. I used to have a piece of shit car. It was a Pontiac Grand Am. It was my first car ever. And I remember having this issue where it felt like it would like start like slowing down like mid-drive or whatever. We took it to a mechanic. And the mechanic's like, all right, so the part is at the very bottom of your car. It's right here. It's this thing right here. What's happening is techno jargon that I didn't understand. But basically, it costs like a lot of money to replace it. Or you can take this mallet and you just fucking hit it 3 times. And I was like, there's no shot in hell. And he's just like, swear to God, that'll do it. And I'm just like, well, this car is barely worth the money that it would take to replace that part. So I'm just like, all right. And I got the rubber mallet. And every time my car would not start or whatever, I would have to go underneath it. And it was like a quarter inch off the ground. Like, it was super low. I could barely fit my arm under there. And you just hear, whoom, whoom, whoom. And then the car would just turn on.
So I love that.
It's not even that shocking.
I just hit the battery and it worked.
You just slapped it?
Yeah, just kind of.
I had a not a successful story when our friend Jagger, he was staying with me in, it was about a year ago, I'd say, because, yeah, I was living in the old LA home. He was staying with me for about a week, and he literally just needed a, what do you call it? When
a jump?
Yeah, with the battery and everything. And I've done that before, because I've helped my mom out with that, with her car before. But this time, it just didn't work, and I was so mad at myself, because I'm like, God damn it. This is a current memory that I have, where I'm like, what's the word? I am in the moment. What do you call
deja
it?
Deja vu?
No. When
recalling
you're...
Recalling it?
What?
Remembering? Recalling?
It's like where you're aware of that you're alive. What's that called?
Existential?
No.
Aware that you're alive.
Fuck, what's the word?
Cognizant? Conscious?
It might be cognizant. Either way,
okay.
It sucked because I had a memory of jump starting a car before with the help of my mom. But this time I was like 100% there and I was like, okay, take this information, apply it to real life. And I did it and it wasn't working. I even pulled up my car. Like, that's when I really felt cool. Was I did it with two cars that I was, like, kind of getting help from before. We had, like, a stranger come in, pull their car in. But this time it was, like, 100% me. And it was my car. I pull it up to the front. Like, I drove it up there and everything. And we plugged in the sparks and all that. And then...
Were your cars off?
What?
Were both of the cars off?
How do you do it?
You put both of the cars off.
Well, I certainly hope they were off. Because it's positive, positive, negative, and negative, then ground and nipple.
Yeah. So they're off. And then you rev up the car. Yeah.
Well,
so,
actually, I think only the positives need to match, and then one negative, and then...
You're sentient. That's what I remember. This memory goes back to back then. But yes, I was sentient in the moment, and I was just like, okay, I know what I got to do. So yeah, I rolled up my hood and everything. Felt like a badass doing that. Just first of all, I'm like, what do we got to do? And then
nothing worked.
Was there
a problem with his car?
It was. That's what made me feel good. But in the moment, I was so defeated. I was like, oh my god, I'm not a man's man. Cool.
Dude,
this is horrible.
It's not quite the I slapped
the battery
and it started.
I didn't try that in my defense. I should have in the moment. Yeah, I should have thought of that.
To be fair, what even compelled you to slap the battery?
Because I knew
in the
it
beginning.
Was a battery problem because the car door light wouldn't go on.
Nah, Louis gets frustrated. He just slammed his fist down.
Oh, I do. I get
like
frustrated.
It was him on the computer desk.
This was junk IRL.
No, what I thought was going to happen was. You walked over, you said, let me pop the hood. You popped the hood and be like, I don't know a damn thing in here.
I was walking to the hood and I was like, I don't know anything about cars. Why why am I opening this hood?
Dude, could you just imagine someone looking on just
you know how
you
little I know about cars? I couldn't even
it?
Find the little bar to keep my hood open. I was just holding it.
What? You never found it to be? Oh
no.
My god! No. It would take me like. I'll admit it would take me a few minutes to find it, but yeah. Damn.
I can jump a car. I don't know if I can do it, but I have done it before. I've jumped a car. I know the.
I know
idea.
How to jump a car.
Yeah, I know the idea behind it. I know how to
just
change
a group
the oil.
Of me and my friends seeing a car walk down and just jump it.
Smash the window
like Fish when he was 14.
Don't bring that up, man. This was traumatizing. From that moment, I think that was one of my woke moments of why, you know, I walk around like how I do today in LA. And like even something as simple as walking around with, you know, constantly checking my pockets, constantly looking over my shoulder. I learned a rule that it's just like if you're in a dark alleyway, always look at your shadow to see if there's another shadow that's like getting near yours.
But what if the shadow is going that way?
Then you're screwed. Then you just got to turn around on your own. But that's an easy way to tell is if you see
aware.
Your shadow in front of it. Yeah, you're looking ahead at all times. You know, confidence. That was fireworks. They've been sending them off all week. I don't know if you guys heard that, but yeah, they're fireworks.
My car. So
exploding into smithereens.
Someone tried to steal your catalytic converter. The battery exploded.
This is real though. As many jokes I've heard about people stealing catalytic converters, my mom had this happen to her in the past year. Like in
our neighborhood.
Really?
It's a lot.
It sucks. Yeah.
What exactly about the catalytic converter makes it so wonderful to trade for meth?
Because it's worth money and it's easy to get off the car.
Yeah.
But why is it worth money?
I don't know. I think if there's like copper in it or something like that, like there's some sort of precious metal.
Oh, they just keep stealing copper. God damn it.
Can we?
Always ripping copper wire out of shit. Unbelievable.
Can we talk about our current dating life?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this is how personal this is, but you just started making
I did. I made a
dating
Hinge
account.
And a Tinder. I'm going to make a Bumble.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to do all of it.
So what is your approach that you think that you're going to take with each individual app? Are you going to throw one away as like an alt account that you just fucking shit post on?
No, I'm going to do all of them pretty much the same. I'm just going to like put funny shit that's not like too cringy and just come off as a likable dude that you might want to spend time with. Because I think
so
that's
lame.
What I am.
Now, literally. When it comes to photos.
Lame?
That's so lame.
Why?
Make it cool. Wear sunglasses.
There's sunglasses. There's
sunglasses
yeah,
don't make people cool.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
There's
whatever.
Sleeveless leather vests do.
And I'm just saying, you put sunglasses on that, boom. I'm telling you, anyone that looks at a dating profile and sees a guy in sleeveless leather, assless chaps, and sunglasses, that's a profile they're going to remember for the rest of their life. And
the bio is just, yeah.
I still think the best profile ever was like one that I saw on like Reddit, I think a long time ago, where it's just like a dude dressed up as Jesus and he's just him pouring water into a wine glass and then it was just red.
Just editing.
Yeah.
I think I thought
that was pretty great.
So this isn't one that I found online. This is actually one that I tried matching with because I was just all for the thrill of it.
Yeah.
But there's this girl that was just like, the cops are after me right now, and I'm trying to find someone just to settle down with so that we can turn the other way, and you would look the other way whenever the cops show up, just so we don't look suspicious at all. We look like a happy family. I have two daughters and one son. All you need to do is fill the table. We don't even have to order any food. Just show up and be present in the moment. And I try, and it was funny because all of my, I think this was right when we graduated college. What?
You super like
it? No, I ran out of super likes at that point. it was me and some college friends that were at like a diner, and we somehow all like swiped on her or found her on the swiping thing. So we all swiped right and none of us got it.
Damn.
Which was unfortunate because apparently we weren't suited.
Maybe she found someone to just fill the space.
So yeah, maybe.
You're in between the moments. If he'd staggered it over the week, one of you would have ended up being there.
I hope so.
I hope she's okay.
I don't know. I remember like reading the thing, and it did not seem like she was messing around. Like, it seemed very real based on how she was describing. Like, this was, again, this was
imagine you're being chased by people.
This was over
a resort to Tinder.
This was over 2 years ago, but I just remember reading it, and I'm like, holy shit, this is so specific that it has to be real.
It could just be really funny. She could just be a really funny person.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, really funny people tend to have a lot of luck in relationships, I think. Not me, obviously. That's how I know I'm not that funny.
If you can make her giggle, then you can make that ass jiggle.
Damn.
That's what I've heard, but I feel like it's not like...
Oh, whatever. You know you have the most luck out of probably everyone here.
Luck?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I think that you find a lot of people find you very attractive, especially with the new white hair. And you've been going to the gym? Tell me you haven't been pulling at least a little under the radar. You know, you don't have to tell us all the stories or whatever, but like...
I can be honest with you. Like, I mean...
Every once in a while, right?
Ever since I started going to the gym, it was... There's not like a significant increase of... As Jen said on one of our older episodes, inquiries, like in person.
Inquiries.
Yeah.
I think I've been having the most luck. Maybe a little bit.
But I wouldn't call it luck, bro, because you've always had it. You just didn't put yourself out there. What?
I mean, I didn't love myself, so it was like, it was hard to like do anything.
It does say
luck. But I have been having a lot of luck lately, which is cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Been a lot more confident recently. He went rock climbing, and he told me that he was going to start rock climbing using only his legs.
Yeah, only my legs, neglected. No feet. Or sorry, no hands.
You got to stop lying, man. This is not good.
It's just a ridiculous. I've noticed it in the
past few months.
Who would believe that? Though?
You gotta climb all. You can move those out of the way in case those are getting in your way. Start background
like
plans.
The only lies I tell are the ones that are obviously not true. Like there's no harm in telling lies.
There's no technique to climb with only your legs.
You can't just walk up the wall.
There's no possible way.
All right, well, to go back into on task of
dating. I can read out my dating profile.
Yeah, what's your profile?
On Hinge, they ask you to, if you want to, you can do little like voice memo thing.
Okay.
And they asked me to make a quick rant about something, so I did this.
Look, I understand that Pringles taste good. I am not saying that Pringles don't taste good. What I'm saying is that the container is stupid and idiotic. How are you supposed to get down to the bottom of the Pringles if it doesn't even fit a toddler's hand? What's going on there? Okay, thank you.
So there's that.
Very polite.
Then it asked me my simple pleasures, and I put cuddling up, watching Degrassi, The Next Generation, starring Drake, Aubrey Graham.
I'm going to be real with you, though. I don't think Pringles are all that great.
They're just a chip.
They're like the most C-tier chip.
You like to call things overrated.
No, I just don't think Pringles are very good. Like, the texture of them just doesn't feel good. And, like, if I want a dipping chip, you get, like, a Tostitos chip. It's very nice and crisp.
Pringles, yeah, you don't Pringles dip. You don't dip
Pringles. Pringles are like, they just kind of Pringles
have all the taste in the grab.
But they're like not as, they're not as flavorful as like, I don't know, a Cheeto. If I want like a cheese Pringle or whatever, like even a normal like Pringle chip, I'd rather just have like a normal.
I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it's the premium chip, but I don't think people dislike it because of the flavor. What I'm saying is that like,
I hate them for the container. I get you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Which is, you know, obvious, but like, it's iconic, you know? Just like the Monopoly
it
guy.
It fucking sucks.
Or not Monopoly guy.
It's like tradition.
Mustache guy?
Like, what if your family's tradition was to chop off your penis at 40? And it's like, oh, well, I guess we have to do this because it's tradition.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
That is the worst change comparison the Pringles, I've change ever heard the Pringles of in my container. Entire life.
Change the Pringles so we have to stop cutting off dicks at 40.
Yes.
Please.
That is the worst.
It's getting so old.
Ever. It's not even remotely accurate. It's not even comparable. That's just so insane.
I'm just saying tradition is stupid. That's what I'm trying to say.
Such a bad comparison.
Do you guys have any family traditions that are like so?
I have family superstitions.
That's what I have a lot of. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid not a lot coins of... in every single corner of this goddamn house. Man.
I've heard a lot of Hispanic ones. What about some Italian ones?
Superstitions?
Yeah.
Like random things you grew up thinking were true, and then you come to find out that's like, oh, this is just my family being stupid.
Putting background, in case you guys don't know this, yeah, Louis is mostly Cuban, I'm Ecuadorian.
And I'm Italian.
Christian is Italian, yes.
I don't really know too many, like, superstitions other than, like...
Not breaking the pasta in half?
Well, that's not even a superstition. That's just, you don't do that. That's just what that is.
Is it bad that I've like had, yes, the question like why?
But
why do
does
you
it
not?
Make it taste different?
Yeah,
it's just why would you ruin the noodles that way?
You're not
you
ruining
have double
it,
the
though.
Noodles now to feed more people.
They're all the same noodle.
Yeah, but
you're
can,
still. It's like you have to do more twirling or more
that's
of like
the entire fun part of it.
I don't know if it's fun.
It's twirling it. You get the spoon and the fork and you just twirl
it's
it.
Just
you,
tradition.
You've
and it's
always
stupid.
You've always said that you don't like cooking because of how long it takes.
Yeah. I don't. I hate that.
You know what takes time? Twirling the pasta because
yeah,
of how long
not
it
cooking.
Is.
That's just.
It also takes
also
longer
more satisfying.
To cook the pasta if it's full.
Listen, I'm
because
just saying
you have to let it fold into the water.
Have you ever sucked an entire?
And then
like,
you have half a pasta that's al dente, and then half a pasta that's undercooked.
Only if you cook it poorly.
Yep.
Only if you cook it poorly. My grandma's never made bad pasta.
Well, you have to get a big pot, probably.
Whatever. She's never made a bad.
Oh,
pasta
is that the fix? Ever. You just need a big pot.
Yeah, probably.
I've used pretty big pots before.
Can we agree that you can cut your pasta in half if you have a small pot and you can't fit it all?
No. Just do it properly.
You see that shit burning on the side. The part that doesn't ever make it into the water that you're like, you're embarrassingly pushing it into the water and you're seeing like black specks on your pasta because of how much it's touching the side of the pot because it can't fit into the water.
I am not the foremost expert in cooking. In fact, I recently did a cooking stream where I had... several people messaged me afterwards and say, never step foot in a kitchen again. What you did
was
atrocious.
Oh, I
want
to try one of
the
dumplings. Can you get me one? And we can try it on the podcast?
Yeah, I made dumplings. And first off, I posted on Twitter a picture of my finger on top of the knife because I figured, like, it was like one of those big knives and I was chopping up garlic and green onion. Yeah, I put my finger on the top of the knife to just, you know, keep
control
of it.
You're supposed to lead the knife with your thumb.
Yeah, they, like, it's just way easier with my finger. But my finger is like... double jointed, so it like kind of bent really like angularly, and people were roasting the fuck out of me about my weird finger, like it's just holding it steady. And some dude apparently took like a clip of me doing that into his work because he's like a chef, and he said universally every chef he showed it to said I should be beat because of how bad my knife work technique was. And that's not even the worst of it. I didn't know how to cut garlic. I didn't know that you had to like crush it with the knife or whatever.
Yeah.
I was
let the allicin
out. Down.
Dude, I was taking the skin off the garlic. And I'm like, this doesn't feel like a fully done. I was so confused because I just had a naked garlic. And my friend Camille was there, and she was the chef that actually knew what was going on. She was the one that suggested I do dumplings, and everyone agreed. And she was showing me, like, just overlooking, not showing me how to do things, mind you. She was just making sure I didn't make things inedible, which is the only thing I asked her to do. And she looked at me cracking this garlic, and she kept going forward to, like, help me, and then she's just like, I can't. And then she's like, I need to leave. I started chopping the green onions, which, by the way, I thought you had the bulb part at the bottom. And apparently that's not the thing you chop up. It's actually the green weird shit at the top. So you chop that part up, like, really thinly. Have you ever
eaten, like, a green onion that big?
I don't really have green onions
or whatever. Ray's made it for us a bunch.
I don't really pay attention to the food that's, like, on it so much as the taste of it.
The amount that you don't know about the culinary arts is staggering.
I don't cook, man. I really
do. You even know what a mise en place is?
I don't know what that is.
I know what a mesa luna is.
What is that?
It's a giant, like a horizontal knife that's like this, and you kind of go like this to chop shit up with it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
The mise en place is when you just prepare your ingredients before you start cooking.
Yeah, I had no room on like any of our counter, it felt like, and I had just shit just like hovering off the edge of our counter like the entire time, and everyone's just like, why is the knife on the edge? I'm like, to keep it clean, guys.
You know what was funny? You know, okay, so we have one of those divided sinks. So there's like two separate sinks for whatever reason, like, cause one's for the dirty dishes, one's for the clean dishes. Of the whole countertop that we have, Christian decides to put the bowl of lettuce that he's like scraping all the cut pieces into the bowl. He puts it in the middle of the divider between the two sinks instead of anywhere else on the counter.
Out of the way.
And he did it like three times before he realized, oh, the bowl can just be on the counter. So this whole time, and I was watching it the whole time. Whenever he decided to like, what is it? Like, take the cutting board and scrape off the pieces into the bowl. Like, I was thinking he's gonna knock the bowl over. He's gonna knock it
Never
over.
Never did I?
Thank goodness he didn't.
Never cut myself. Never knocked a bowl over, never dropped anything. I'm just going to put it out there. In the kitchen, I might do everything wrong, but I don't do it sloppily.
That would have been, and I checked back after like half a Valorant match, that would have been 20 minutes of progress just lost if that bowl tipped over and all the lettuce or cabbage, whatever it was.
I got roasted for how long it took me to chop a green onion and get garlic out of garlic. Yeah, I did this. I had the knife like this, and I was just chopping. I kind of had my knuckle like that, and I was just trying to chopping it along like that, and it was just apparently not even remotely thinly cut. Camille told me to go back and re-dice the garlic like three times because the chunks were too big. I'm like, I could just chew through that. I don't need to dice it that.
You should have just bought minced garlic.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have been as fun.
No, for everyone else.
I
wouldn't have.
I had a couple people that refused to watch the stream because the last time I did a cooking stream, they were so.
That never happens on my cooking stream. Everybody's like, this is a pleasant cooking stream.
Oh, once
when I just get violent comments
because you do things violently wrong.
But it works. It works.
When it comes to small portions of food that I need to deal with, then I start getting hate because my hands are so shaky and I can't control it. Once I'm like aware of,
you should do a Pokemon card opening.
Oh, I would drop them. Yeah, immediately.
And I'll have you know, at the end of it, my food not only was edible, was also good. I had four people tell me it was tasty.
Did you notice how much, what's the word? Not seasoning. How much sauce Ray used?
For what? Her dumpling?
Yeah.
No, I didn't notice at all. She drenched that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. She drenched it.
I think that's just how she liked it.
Was it not good?
Did you see her weird
soup
thing?
It was good. It was good. It just didn't
need... Can you get me one really quick?
I'm not going to go down in the middle of the
podcast. Come on. Go grab one. We can cover. We can cover for you.
Fine.
It's like 3 months.
Essentially. It was.
That's fine.
I'll eat cold. Is there? I'll
you just have one. half of mine.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no. It was funny. Ray goes, yeah, it's not very salty. And then I saw her proceed to make like four different sauces in one bowl, and then dip each dumpling into it, cover the whole thing, drown it.
Oh yeah. My god.
Mm. Have you? What's the dish that you've been most proud of?
Most recently, I did a chicken teriyaki like meal prep. And I made the teriyaki, like, from scratch.
Okay, just take a look at this.
He's showing the teriyaki,
the
dim sum.
These are the dumplings that I made with the help of Camille.
I can assure you, audio listeners, you are not missing out.
Did you fry them or bake them? Or just boil?
These
just don't look right.
They were lightly steamed. Or no, they were lightly cooked in oil and then steamed for the most part. They don't look right. They taste fine.
Don't take one without me. Wait, there's enough for all of us.
Yeah, I know. Give me one.
Yes.
These are delicious, okay? Yes. My dumplings were actually quite good.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers, man.
Mmm. Mmm. Okay.
Good dumpling.
It is a bit unfair because you're eating them like straight cold out of the fridge.
It's not. I can see what Ray's saying. I don't think you guys put enough salt, but they're not terrible.
Yep.
Again, I would rather undersalt than oversalt. And since I've never cooked before, I think it's probably a safe bet.
Oh, I've oversalted.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's terrible when you oversalt anything.
I've gotten good at like salting by eye.
Mm.
Yeah, Camille doesn't even measure anything. When I asked her for the recipe, she's like, just go till you feel correct. I'm like, go till I feel correct.
That's kind of like how dumplings are, though. It's a very like by sight kind of thing.
Why? Why can't you just do it with measurements?
You just learn.
From nothing?
Mm-hmm. No, from doing it. I just fuck up
the entire dish by like throwing a billion pounds of nonsense into it.
No, well, you get your mise en place.
Of course. I don't know what this is either.
I just told you what it is. It's
prepping food before you start working.
If you prep all of your ingredients.
Oh, right. And then you, okay.
And then you start cooking.
Come on, even I knew that.
Sorry.
I was watching a Binging with Babish video, and then he's like, now that we have all of our mise-en's placed. And I was like, that's a good joke.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in my bed like, yeah, baby, that's some humor.
Yeah, I just think cooking takes way too long, and I don't like food that much, so. I'd rather just take as little time as possible in the kitchen and then just have food for a week.
Do you have a favorite food?
Pinwheel steak from this one place near my...
Like, is that pinwheel steak where that you wrap it in like a cheese kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like a steak. Remoulade. Goes around to like a little corkscrew type thing and then it's just like
and then
stuffing
you chop
on the inside.
The side, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really good. There's a one from...
We should go to Fogo de Chao.
What did you just say?
We should go to Fogo de Chao.
I have no idea.
They have shit like that.
Got pinwheel steaks? I'm down.
It's one like one of those places where you have like the card and it's either red or green. And if it's green, they just keep serving you different cuts of meat. And then when you're like, I'm done eating, you put it on red.
I've never been to anything like that. It sounds delicious.
That's sick.
Yeah, they're like Brazilian steakhouses.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
But they would charge you for every time.
No. It's like one.
You put in one amount and then you just eat until you're full.
I don't think you guys understand how much of an appetite I have whenever
Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao?
There's sponsored, by the way.
Wait, how do you say it?
Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao.
Fogo
de
Chao.
I
want to
let you know, though, guys, I don't think people understand how much of an appetite I have whenever we go out and eat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, okay, people were all joking about, okay, we went out to KBBQ maybe a little over a month ago, a few weeks ago, and there was some guy named Zach, first of all.
Oh, Zach
love
is
him.
Great.
Yes. And everybody was just like, oh, yeah, Zach will clear everything. But nobody was giving me credit. And that's when I realized,
yeah, but
like, maybe
you've
I should.
Never made a big deal about it like Zach does.
I know, but I should start doing it. Because
I'm
personally,
pretty sure I can out-eat all of
it. It's bad. Like, I can.
Well,
there's,
not you, obviously.
There's no way. There's
dude,
no way.
Not in my prime.
In your prime, maybe.
In my prime.
When was when was your quote, prime
my
eating
food prime?
Could you eat a lot? I feel
yeah.
Like, even when you were like back then, I feel like I did not. Because
I didn't
a lot.
Want to.
Okay, but
definitely do it.
But okay, but.
Dude, if that's
do you have like an example of something that you did that was like extreme?
Dude, I could just eat all day. Mm. Like I could just not stop eating.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you understand. Like, when food is put in front of me and I'm not thinking about it, it's consumed in its entirety.
All right.
If I'm not paying attention, also every time we go to Bogolgi Hut or whatever, I am never even close to satiated, and we're always out of food, and I'm always mad about it.
We can just order more.
I'm never fucking full whenever I leave.
Oh yeah, place. That's because if you're
because splitting... we're just with nine people or whatever number it is,
yeah.
And then we order whatever, and then other people are just like, no, I'm full, and then I'm gonna be the weird guy that orders like an entire like another like entree when people are trying to get ready
yes.
to leave. I'm not gonna do that to be.
No, there. I feel that. I've been in the same situation. I'm too afraid to be
tell
like,
you what,
yeah.
Next
so let's
time
get
we go,
fucking plate.
You and me, we're gonna sit down right across from each
other. I would
love to.
We're
gonna go until we're done.
I would fucking love to because
I'm sick and tired of leaving that motherfucking place not full to the gills. Mm. The all you can eat sushi place
it.
That I used to do back with my friends. If I ate the sushi that I wanted to eat specifically, because we would all order the same thing, and like you know, they have a thing where if you don't finish. The plate entirely.
Yeah, you gotta
then
pay.
You have to pay extra. So whenever anyone else couldn't finish their shitty sushi that I hate, I don't want their sushi. I want my sushi. They're like, well, guys, I can't finish the last like three of these, and the other person can't finish the other four of theirs. I'm like, okay, here's your goddamn Godzilla rolls again, and like 4 pounds of avocado in my stomach instead of the sushi that I want to eat. And I just have to sit there and consume all their shit, and then I'm finally full because it's just, but it's not the food I want to be full with. You know, that's the thing.
I get it.
I think some of it does have to do with self-image a little bit.
Hmm?
Some people legitimately believe that if they have a night where they just do not set a limit on themselves, they think it's going to like affect them in the long run.
Eh, it's not really the issue. It's more like, I just don't want to eat 4,000 calories all the time. You know what I mean? Because like that's the only thing that stops me from just like gorging myself a lot of the time is just like, I know this is enough. Like, this is the amount of calories I want to consume. But if I sat down and there's just an unlimited amount of food and there would never be an issue until I was full, I would eat so much food. If I didn't have to prep it or anything or make it, I would eat so much food. That's why I think I really, really want to get into weightlifting, because then if I can get huge and just be nothing but muscle, I can eat 4,000 calories. My muscles will consume it all in power.
Bro, what the part that like gives it away is that I have a very, I mean, I don't know how healthy this is.
It's but not. Eating I that tell much you, is never healthy.
I tell you what I tell you my breakfast that I have like every day.
Yeah.
Like Louis freaked
is
out
it like
about
four
this.
Four eggs or something?
So what my normal like average breakfast is I'll go work out. And then I'll have four eggs, jeez, 3 to 4 slices of bacon.
Jeez. Well, no, that's not that bad.
Protein shake.
Jesus.
With like a full scoop in there. 2 slices of cheese and a banana. And then some blueberries.
That's a lot, man. The 4 eggs is what gets me.
4 eggs? Really? It's just 4 eggs.
2 eggs is like a normal meal.
What?
There's not really that much when? Like.
2 eggs is.
Dude, I used to hard boil eggs and I would be so mad because like the second day I'd have no eggs left.
It's a lot.
Like 6 eggs a day. Just the whole
thing.
Yeah, I
know. Well, ever since
those are easier to
like
consume.
The surgery, it's been hard to like look at a normal plate of food and be like, and not be like, oh, that is a lot of food. And it's just like a normal plate.
Yeah, of course. Because that's just how
my breakfast is literally 1 egg, 1 piece of very low calorie toast because I won't be able to eat it all if it is some hummus on the bread. And then I put the egg on the bread and I.
You know what my meal always is, just because it's so easy for breakfast? What's I have that? 2 pieces of double fiber toast. They're these dense, brick-like toast pieces. Just leather and peanut butter, and then I have a protein shake with it. And that's usually just
you
like...
You should put some banana.
That's enough to... I'm not going to do that. That's enough to tide me
it
over.
It takes 2 seconds.
I don't want the banana.
You don't need to even
you
cut it.
You can use
it.
Your stupid knife skill.
I just eat the banana. That's all it's going to end up being. I'm not going to cut it.
Yeah, but put it on the...
I'm not going to do
and
that.
And it takes
I'm
two...
I'm not
even then,
do
it takes 2
that.
Seconds...
I'm not going
to
do anything.
...to unpeel a banana.
Listen.
Which, by the way...
you don't even
you
have
go,
to cut it.
Go.
Unpeel it and make it like a banana hot dog.
I don't want
to
do that.
What though. Is that word?
I don't want
to do that. Banana hot dog.
Oh, banana hot dog. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did you...
I think you said hot... Mon da 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 ba da ba da. I was like, holy shit.
Have I told the podcast about the everything sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
We were ordering in college. We were deciding what to order for food for everybody. It was me and like Brandon and a couple other friends. And I said, let's order some za, brah. And then I guess Brandon's brain works strangely. And he wanted to say something cool like that. Like cool, like... a bunch of abbreviations, so he just said bizu kale ne. it doesn't mean anything.
Bizu kale ne.
Is bizu kale a
no,
dish on its own?
Nothing.
Because I would assume that the ne is like
it means nothing. And I was
the
like,
ne, okay, the closest thing that I can see that being to is like nespa, like
right. Oh yeah,
that's like French, yeah.
No, but I was like, let's order some za, brah. And he's like, bizu kale ne. And we continued to say that for like 4 years after.
Bizu kale ne.
You guys want to order some pizza? Bizu kale ne. I can't. Have you ever just like stumbled over a word, but you refuse to give up
yes.
on that word?
So
and you'll just be stumbling over
for
a minute.
Not
and
a minute.
People will look at you weird, and you're like, I have to do this for me.
No. So I was in middle school. And you know how you're not supposed to curse in middle school?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, shit! Like, I wanted to say shit.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, in my brain, as shit was coming out, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get in trouble. So I wanted to say darn it. And I go, snarn it! And then this girl, Christina, took her, I was like, what the fuck did you say?
Snarn it.
You know,
But what was your...
Mine is just like, when you stumble over a word, just like, Can you hand me that water bottle over there? And he's like, can you gamble in the madder and madder every time it comes out wrong, but your brain is replaying it and your tongue just won't cooperate. Dude, I did that the other day talking to my dad, and I said, hey, when you come over, do you want to go play golf with me and Louie and whoever else, you know, wants to play golf? And what came out was, do you want to golf me, Louie? Do you want to golf me, Louie? I would love to golf you. I was stuck on that for, I shit you not, 30 seconds. And my dad said, are you okay?
Because those words never came out of your mouth before.
They just never did. I've never said, do you want to golf? I have never wanted to golf once in my life.
I realized today that I'm turning more and more like my dad.
You even have his...
In a good way?
Even have his,
no.
Yeah,
he just
on.
Gave me his bracelet. But
every dad has this bracelet, by the way. I don't know if anyone knows this, but if your dad is like even
it's
remotely
like a big
into,
chain bracelet.
Into jewelry of any kind, he has this particular
giant
bracelet. My dad has the same thing.
So my dad, he'll stumble on his words in a way that is like... He'll start speaking and then... Okay, like, when are we going to the... And then he just wants to say theater or something like that. He'll forget the word. And I was like talking to Rachel. I was like, yeah, my mom's going to send me the anxiety medication. I was like, oh, God damn it. I'm turning into my dad.
Mine is just full on pause at this point. Like, it's just, there'll just be times where I'm talking like, hey, you guys want to just play a game or something? And I'll just, that whole pause, my brain just processing the one word that I forget.
I hate it.
It's annoying.
I wish I was good on my feet with words. Sometimes I'm not.
I am.
Feel like this gives me a little bit of confidence because I feel like I haven't had any stops while talking with you guys, so it'll be good.
It's harder. Like this setting or this time in general?
Like the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, definitely. I'm not just sitting here like, what did you... when did
every
you...
Every second counts, that's why. Your brain's put into like overdrive.
Yeah.
I feel like there also is a little bit of pressure whenever there's a silence that is just like, you have to be speaking right now. We can't leave a moment of anything. And we're doing that. We should be proud. We're doing that for a whole hour and a half.
So are we dropping Overwatch?
What do you mean?
Are we done?
No, I still like the game.
But when CS2 comes out.
Listen.
Ooh.
Listen. I have been trying to play Overwatch on my stream alone. Just to,
it sucks.
You can't do that.
I can't do it anymore.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
And you used to be able to talk to the wall while you were playing Overwatch.
I don't get why you fucking always go live, and then I'll see you live and you're gaming, and then I'll go live and I'll get a group, and I'm like, all right, let's test this out. And I'll be like, can I join? And I'm like, why didn't you invite these people to begin with?
I just honestly, whenever I go live, it's just like at 2 p.m. or 12 to 2 is usually my start time. And normally I just want to go until like I know people are around, or and I'm just fine like going alone into, it's easier for me to talk to chat and whatnot if I don't have anyone else like to banter with. It's if I join a group, then I'm not in Twitch talking to chat mode. I'm in banter with my friends mode. And when I go live, I just talk with chat for the most part.
Okay, I guess that's the difference, because I always look at things like, I need funny clip talking to... I mean, yeah, you can have like a clip out of a funny interaction with chat, but I feel like it's more likely that you're going to get a clip for a YouTube video or a TikTok.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
By having
if it's
people
with
that you're like vocally speaking back to you back
yeah,
and forth.
If it's with other people, sure. But like, it's just... I don't know, whenever I play on Twitch or whenever I go on Twitch and stream, it's just like... If I don't have like a full group already there... I don't even think to do it. Like, it doesn't even cross my mind. It's just like, oh, I'm just going to go live. I'm going to play whatever game I'm playing, and then I'll talk with chat, and I'll try and make the most out of whatever randoms I encounter, because I genuinely enjoy messing with randoms. It's just no one in Overwatch fucking talks, dude.
Yeah,
not a single person talks, and when they do, it's one word and then silence forever.
What I've been doing in Valorant lately, if I'm playing on stream, is that right when the character select comes in, I'll just come in swinging. It's like, what the fuck is up, guys? Are we ready to fucking win this game?
Yes.
And then it'll just get people in the mood to talk.
Yes.
And that's the way to do it. But the people in Valorant actually respond. I could do that in Overwatch. No one would say a word. They'll type it.
Yeah.
I had one dude. I was just like, guys, pineapple should be freed from pizza. It's been there for too long. And I'll have one person be like, not really.
Why?
And they just type it. And I'm just like, dude, just fucking
pineapple somewhere. Is fine on pizza.
Yeah, I know. That's just a thing to try and get people to talk. And just
they it's
just
don't fine on pizza.
Okay.
You don't just don't pouty. Know your parents.
Don't get pouty.
It needs to stop. It needs to stop this behavior.
You were adopted.
It's okay.
That was the highest rated meme on your Reddit for so long.
Yeah, it was.
It was just a soldier giving the people's elbow to some random lady crawling on the ground. It was like,
okay, the top image was a gunfire being shot at two people, and the soldier was holding his back up, like taking all the bullets. And then the second one was the soldier going out of his way to take down the civilian. Oh God!
And then it was just.
The caption.
The caption. The text over the lady is like, I just don't like pineapple on pizza. And then it's like, you were adopted.
Listen, just remember, if Louis gets too out of line, you always have something in your back pocket against him. That's really what it is. We all do. There's always just one thing you can just take out of your back pocket and just throw at him. You know what yours is? You're funnier when you're fat.
I can't wait to have my Greek-esque conservative era.
This was Louis' biggest fear, by the way, after losing weight.
I was going to be unfunny.
Yeah. He thought he was unfunny.
Can I drop the Twitch name?
Sure.
He was just like, am I going to turn into Greek god?
I said my Greek-esque conservative era.
Oh, I thought you meant, I was confused. Yeah. I didn't know what you meant by that.
We were talking about that in Valorant. Me and Sniper is like, what are you gonna start hating women and shit? It'd be so funny if I just start like tweeting like random shit. It's like, I think the wage gap is deserved or some shit like that.
No, but say the most messed up shit ever.
Yeah.
Just like, listen, the reason women can't break out of the glass ceiling is because they're too weak to break it.
But speaking of, it's
like, dude, you can't do that.
Speaking of all this, like, talk about nobody talks in Overwatch and everything and like getting groups together for whenever you go stream and everything.
Mm.
It's crazy that in the past like 2 years, this community, like not just mine, like our community that you guys were very much involved in,
mm-hmm.
there were so many streamers in that group, like part of the friend group, that just dropped it.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Wait,
it's,
streaming?
Yeah,
dude, streaming is not easy.
I stopped streaming because I was definitely focusing on that more than I was focusing on music, and that was like a little bit much for me.
Yeah.
I was also just getting very self-conscious.
Oh.
And I didn't like that feeling cuz I'm not the best at talking to chat, like just like conjuring up conversations by myself, which you're very good at.
Every once in a while.
It's
honestly been getting harder. I won't lie to you.
Yeah,
I've run out of stories, man. I've run out of stories.
I just take my friends' stories and I make them my stories.
Yep. I have to lie now.
I take stuff that has happened to me. It's not like I'm making up stories. I just take things that have happened to my friends or me or random shit like that, and mm-hmm. I'll just put me as the center as the of
sure.
the.
It's like the entire goal of streaming is just to be entertaining. Yeah. And I figure if you're not hurting anyone, then it's fine too.
You're hurting me.
How am I hurting you? You know 90% of
them. We're not going to steal your stories.
I was captain of the swim team, believe it or not.
That's
crazy. Although,
honestly, I wasn't first string. I didn't even make second.
My college
was a third string.
My college doesn't even
exist
anymore.
Here we go.
Yours either?
No, I went to redacted.
This is Lou's favorite thing about me. Because me and my friend Strees, a.k.a. Rob, went to the same college. That's how I met him. And for the longest time, we would just, like, after we learned that our college shut down, Rob would just call me. Just at night, he'd be like, dude, is their degree even worth it? No one can find this college. Was it even real?
Just now on Hinge, because you can pick what you like about that somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, let's break the ice by. And then she put favorite bucket list item. And I put volunteering as tribute so that my sister doesn't have to participate in the Hunger Games. And I sent them.
So have you guys ever, because this is something that I've only done once, but I don't even count it because this was back in college. I was just doing whatever. I didn't really like see things. Either way. Have you guys ever actually met up with a Tinder /Hinge, any type of dating app date?
One time.
Well, how'd it go?
Terrible.
What'd you guys do? What was it?
We went out to dinner at a restaurant, and the conversation just didn't go like anywhere. And I remember she gave me a hug at the end, and she just, dude, she was just so damp. It was just damp. Like, she just was sweaty.
Your personality or her person?
Like,
she was, like, physically just, like, slightly damp. I was like, goodbye. And, yeah, that was, it was terrible. I really hated that a lot.
What do you, no, you saw that as a bad thing? You know what I would have taken that as?
She's damp.
She was nervous. I would have taken that.
Really damp.
Yeah. And what do people do when they get nervous? They start to sweat.
Good. Because they wanted it to go well. She was damp.
Why do you think they got damp? Because they got fucking sweaty.
My arms were covered.
This is from a perspiration person right here. Okay. We sweat easily, no matter what it is. If you're in a 1% state of discomfort, then the sweat will start dripping. She liked you.
She could have gotten past that. The conversation was terrible. The conversation was terrible.
She was nervous. Was she cute?
She didn't laugh at any of my jokes. Oh. She just was quiet. Like, one word answers. Like,
was she cute?
Not going anywhere.
Why'd you even go?
Because I was lonely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, long it's been since I was on a date at that point. Dude, it was fucking forever. I was just like, oh, finally, someone that I think is, you know, pretty cute. I'll go on a date with them because they finally said yes. And I was like, that was a terrible mistake. Never again. Never again, dude. Dating apps are impossible.
I mean, one good advice that I've heard actually in the past year was, like, if you can find somebody to go on dates with and you're out of practice, you should still do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
That makes sense.
Just, like, test the waters. Find places that you wouldn't normally go to with, like, friends.
If the first time doesn't work out, I'll never do it again. That's why I never learn things.
What?
If I fail at one thing immediately, I never do it again.
Nah, bro. If you give me... Okay, and I understand that. If something fails, like, you definitely give up. But in terms of dating, in terms of relationships or just friendships and people, if they give me an ounce of it, I'll always think about it. I'll tell you right now,
if my first friend ever had not become my friend, like, I went up to him and be like, let's be friends. He said, no, I would have never made another friend again. I would have been lonely the rest of my life.
You should be more open-minded. This isn't something like... You're gonna benefit from it in another way. This is another person that you can, like, meet and interact with and develop something. Yes, you can learn and develop something with over time.
Yeah, I learned to develop that people are not good at conversation on Tinder dates. That's really what I learned.
So you carry.
Yeah.
It is so easy to have a conversation with somebody.
It's not.
It is.
So hard.
What are you passionate about?
Dude.
Tell me more.
They just lose interest.
The way you said that.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. No, but I mean,
I'm doing my part.
When you put it like that, yes, conversations can be easy.
Conversation's so hard for so many people. You're lucky because you're good at conversating.
You are great at conversation, and that's what I mean. Why I say you have good memory, right? It'll get brought up one little thing. And then you'll be like, oh, this is what I have had an experience in this way about this.
It's hard to just recall it without that, which is why streaming is hard for me sometimes. Oh, like sense. Sometimes okay, I'll right. be feeling it and be able to talk about anything, but sometimes I'll just be sitting there like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Not much going on over here. That's why I like doing impressions. I think I would have a lot more fun if I had RP. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna try and find
GTA,
an RP server.
Bro. Do it.
The thing is, I just really fucking hate the idea of GTA RP. Like, it's just, I want to be like an old timey prospector. That's what I want to be.
Do Red Dead RP.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
There's Red Dead RP.
Yeah.
Really?
You could just be like the general store owner. I'm the general store owner. Like,
well, I don't really know too much about them bandits up in the hills. But I can clean
your musket.
I can tell you what, they're selling jerky for 3 pennies. And if you chew it all the way through, that'll last you for all the winter. It just keeps going.
And you see how that was, you're not even in a Western on-screen setting.
Yeah, I know, but that's just, like, that's not recalling it. That's just making shit up as a prospector.
Exactly. Like,
that's
so
not
imagine if
anything.
You're in the moment and there's people reacting to you and responding to you.
Yeah, I know. I want.
That's why
that.
He's so good at D&D.
This is the future.
This is the thing, though. Like, do you want to know how this got started? Louis knows this.
What's that?
But I would, I still do this, and I'm surprised you or Ray haven't heard it before, but like, I'll just, when I'm alone, I'll just talk to myself as the characters that are in my head, and they'll just, I'll just have conversations between them.
I just assume you're streaming. No. I didn't think there's no camera on you.
No, I'll just be talking to myself, because like, the character, I'm just like, oh, he's interesting. I wonder what his voice would sound like. And I'd be like, and you will pay for this, Gavir. And he'd be like, no, I will never suffer the whims of you and your kin. I'd be like, you bastard. You've done nothing but plague my people for all your life, and I'll plague you more. And like, it's just in my head that I just see the scenario playing out, and I just have to have their voices come to life. And then I'll just be walking around the house.
That reminded me of that TikTok that you sent me, the fucking,
you've made a buffoon out of me. You betrayed me.
What's the context of it? What did he?
Oh, fuck. What is it? What mouse walks on two legs? He goes, I don't know. I don't know. And he goes, Mickey Mouse. What duck walks on two legs? And he goes, Donald Duck. No, every duck. Silence.
You betrayed
me.
you are worth nothing. Fucking giant teeth, like with the fisheye lens, just like you are old.
I like the there's the dude that does like Little Timmy or whatever, that has like the really crazy vocabulary or whatever. Nay, mother, I will never suffer the wrath of your awful meticulous ways, you wretched scowling creature of the abyss. And she'll be like, Timmy, you're being a little dramatic. Nay.
I saw this one, like, it was old days of Vine, but it was like this mom going up to this person's room, and I guess he just came from like a school play or something like that, but his door was closed, and all you can hear is Sabaton playing, which is this really, really famous Christian band. Mm-hmm. It's like, Sabaton's from the so land good. Of the grace of God, oh, okay. From the hand of the holy, like just blasting so through good. His room, and then so his good. Mom is like, son, I get that religion is important, but I think you're taking it too far. Opens the door. He's in full Spanish conquistador outfit. And then he just turns to the... while he's reading the Bible.
Really just good listening stuff. Listening
to Sabaton. Dude, so good.
Can I...
the Wait. Land of the holy.
Okay. Question. Stuff. Do you use TikTok? Like, do you scroll TikTok?
I scroll YouTube Shorts.
Oh, okay. Because I've always been confused by that. Because I always hear about these shorts, but then you always tell me you don't use TikTok, and I'm like,
I scroll YouTube Shorts. Okay. But this was Vine. Yeah. That's when I would scroll Vine.
Yeah. Different times.
Rudy Mancuso.
Dude, Vine required Vine you, dude.
He was in a movie recently. No, he was. Was he in Black Mirror?
I haven't seen the new season yet.
Dude, Vine was
when
like...
When I'm done with Beef. Wait.
Distilled comedy.
Yeah, when I'm done
Vine
with
was
Beef.
Crazy. It's like the most distilled form of comedy ever created. You have 5 seconds.
Vine?
Yeah.
It was six.
Was fun, though.
6 seconds?
That extra second counts.
It was
counts.
Awesome to see how creative people could get.
You have exactly this much time.
Road work ahead. Yeah, I sure hope it does.
Like, you had to just get every second to count.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do like a long form Vine. It just didn't exist.
And algorithm didn't exist as well as it did.
No, it was just
it was
you had to pump out just the funniest shit constantly.
Yep. It was more based on like followers rather than like what the people want, like taking your data and all that, what you're into. Yeah, that was tough.
And they consume your data now.
But
the silly.
I mean,
straw.
The next step.
Sorry, he was in The Flash.
Oh, okay.
Vine star was.
Which
in,
one?
The newest Flash.
Which one?
Rudy Mancuso.
What did he look like?
Ooh, I think I know who you mean. Here, I'm going to look it up. I'll be honest with you.
Oh,
let
him.
Me see him. Let me see him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for him. I love that guy.
Let me see. I'll be honest with you. No, I was not thinking of him, but I know who that is. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He, I liked his, what was it called?
What was his, he had like a catchphrase on Vine.
He had the one where he's like a police officer and he walked over to like some dude in the car. And He was just like, hey, I need you to hold this. It's like a bottle of liquor. He's like, hold this, the gun. He's like, man, officer down. And he hit his head against the car door.
Knocked himself out. Mother!
Or that other vine about a police officer going up to a guy's car. He's like, you know how fast you were going? Real fast. Hell yeah! End of the vine.
Dude, I missed those things, man.
That's what I'm saying. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, like 5 seconds of the most distilled comedy just you could possibly hope
straight
for.
Straight to the hook.
They're all iconic because they're just so fast. Just instant. TikTok is basically the same thing, but now it's like, you know, you get longer stuff, so.
More room for creativity.
Yeah. Ooh. Sure.
If you wanted the true dopamine shots, it's all Vine, baby. Yeah. All the way down.
I'm glad that TikTok and like shorts and stuff like have licks of old, like how it was, like how old Vine was.
It's also cool that TikTok has like an educational side too. That's also pretty helpful.
Yeah.
You know what you can do instead of going into YouTube?
Google. People search more on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Like than Google.
Yeah. And they'll just, you have like 1 minute like to get all the info that you need.
Crazy.
I'm not handy around the house by any means, but I will look up.
Like, but yeah, it's probably a lot of bad info on TikTok.
Oh, 100%. Like those. What I hate the most,
but it's so much,
is the crazy crafts. You ever see those fucking things?
Yeah, of course. But it's so much easier to click on a video of somebody demonstrating it rather than like 10 bullet points of listing things in text.
Well, so. I mean, like even Google, like if you go through videos on YouTube or whatever, like they'll be like, hi, welcome to my channel. This is what we're going to be doing today. I hope that you are ready for this. And it's just like,
if I don't like your voice, I skip the video.
Yeah. 100%. I will say though, shout out to the like 12 view Indian dudes teaching you math on YouTube for the most obscure thing you've ever heard, with the exact same song playing in the background and no voice whatsoever, just showing you the most niche thing you have been struggling with. There are the real ones. They are the realest ones out there. They just found a problem, just like the world must know. All right. And they just send it into YouTube.
All right. Last with all the talk about social media right now, out of all the platforms, what would you have of all of a sudden, what would you gain 10,000 followers on right now?
The Threads.
Threads? Why?
Because it's fucking dope.
Because it's a new thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah, I'd go with probably YouTube. I'd like that.
Okay.
I mean, if I was honest, like YouTube for sure.
I would probably go with Twitter. Because, hear me out, YouTube, it's like, assuming those followers are like active people that, you know, like you post something, that it'll show up on their algorithm, they'll willingly click it.
Sure.
10,000 views on YouTube, YouTube is so big, that's like nothing. Versus like Twitter.
If you get 10,000, like, it actually,
can, yeah. Yeah, 1,000 likes on Twitter on its own is, like, a good amount. But once you get past that, then your account actually gets recommended to others, I feel, versus how big, like, YouTube is. And Twitter is, like, great for announcing things and advertising stuff versus YouTube is, it's all video.
True.
Like, if you want to get people involved in a project that you're making for YouTube, you'd use Twitter. So that's what I'd say.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I understand that.
And assuming Threads does just as much, yeah, I would be on that platform, yeah. Yeah. And speaking of other social medias, we should have said this at the beginning of the episode. I might make a separate recording for this video, but we now have a Patreon.
Please,
I know
go.
We brought it up in another episode, but now we are 100% launching the Patreon, or we are in the process of uploading to the Patreon every week. What we're going to do is that we're going to upload 30 minutes extra content that is not available anywhere else, and we're going to upload it there specifically for the members that want to subscribe. We might add more tiers and other options if you want to support us more, but for now we only have the tier one, which is $5 a month, and if you want to pay that, then you'll get access to new content that's not available anywhere else. And yeah, it is patreon.com/fishtankpodcast, so make sure you check that out. Maybe even just look at it. You might get enticed because there are video previews of the stuff that we do have uploaded there. And in general, this podcast, it's a lot of setup. We want to make it better. We have a lot of technical issues nowadays just because of our small cast and like tech equipment. So if you do want to support us, it goes very far. You have no idea.
It really does.
We would be super grateful for it. So please do join the Patreon if you are able to. And yeah, we'll next time we see you guys, it'll be a long time from now. We pre-recorded a lot of episodes because of my New York trip.
So yeah. We'll see you in like roughly a month.
Yes. Well, next week, but
yeah,
our next recording will be in a month. But yes, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Have fun. Be safe.
Goodbye.
Et cetera.